First, I'd like to recognize the cooperators on this project, fellow economist Dr. Don Shirley, and from the Crop and Soils Department at the University of Georgia, Glenn Ritchie and Lola Sexton. As an overview of my presentation this morning, I'm going to give a brief background on the importance of this topic, the objective of the research. I'll touch on the experimental design, the data, results, and summary and implications. As far as a background, irrigation and plant growth regulators affect cotton growth, height, and development. Irrigation increases crop height, but it also slows maturity, whereas the plant growth regulators decrease crop height, but they increase maturity. Both increase management costs. And variable rate irrigation and remote sensing technology have been developed to optimize irrigation and plant growth regulator application. And so we're trying to see how this plays out economically. The objective of the research was to examine the effects of varied irrigation and plant growth regulator application based on remote sensing technology using aerial imagery to test the effects of precision plant growth regulator application on input costs and expected revenues, which are based on crop yield, quality, and uniformity. As far as the experimental design, the research plot was a split plot under a variable rate irrigation center pivot at Stripling Irrigation Research Park in Camilla, Georgia. All of the chemical applications and fertilizer were based on the University of Georgia Extension recommendations and guidelines, and they were similar across all plots. However, there were four different irrigation levels. We had a non-irrigated control, and then irrigation was used based on a watermark sensor that was put in the soil. And the rest were, irrigation was determined at the 100% level, and then 75% of that, 50% of that, and so on. All plots were irrigated at planting at 3/10 of an inch and 1.5 inches within the first week for emergence. So, also, to make it a split plot, there were four plant growth regulator treatments within each irrigation plot using the product picks. So we have those detailed as no picks, which is the non-applied control, single remote sensing picks. And this is a treatment regime based on a single aerial image of the plot prior to first picks application, a multiple remote sensing regime based on multiple aerial shots collected prior to the first and second picks application, and then standard picks, which is the standard practice. There were four replications of this 4x4 plot, resulting in a total of 64 plots. As far as the data, planting date was May 10th, and then for rainfall during the season, we were in a drought. May, we didn't receive any rain, and so that's why there was irrigation on all plots at planting and emergence. In June, we had 3.2 inches, July, 5.25, August, 6.5, September, 2.33, and in October, right before harvest, it rained briefly. Irrigation was only required in May, June, and July, and picks was applied June 22nd and July 6th. The crop was harvested October 12th. As far as the cost data, looking at it, irrigation costs were calculated by total number of applications using electric power. The center pivot down there at the research park is all based on electricity. Since all plots were under a variable rate pivot, the cost to irrigate at 100%, 75%, and 50% were the same. So it was about 7 applications, and we valued that about a total of $49 per acre. Total irrigation amounts for the 100% plots, they received about 4 inches irrigated. 75% is 3 inches, and 50% about 2 inches. And then the non-irrigating control irrigation cost was $0. I didn't count the 3/10 and the 1.1 inches that were at planting and within the first week because all plots were treated with that. So Continuing on cost data, the cost for the plant growth regulator include a PIX cost at 26 cents an ounce, but we also incorporated the application of that, which is fuel, labor, repairs, and maintenance. So by treatment, on average, for no PIX, it was $0 per acre. The single RS PIX averaged about $6.39 per acre. The plots that had multiple aerial images based their PIX application averaged about $6.44 per acre, and the standard PIX $10.35 an acre. Other costs that we incorporated into it were based on yield, and that included ginning costs, storage, warehousing, and a credit for cottonseed. So looking at the table here, I have the average total cost by treatment, and this is in dollars per acre. As far as significance, you can see it was significantly different at alpha 0.05 for the zero cost versus the other three. But incorporating irrigation costs and PIX costs, there wasn't much difference between the 50, 75%, and 100% irrigation levels. So the most difference is between the no cost and the irrigated, and that makes perfect sense. So. As far as the revenue data that we collected, we used the Southeast cotton base price for November, and that was a base of 61.5 cents per pound. We also assumed a grade of 41 for color because the quality data, we didn't collect color on that. So we just assumed 41, the base. Premium and discounts were based on leaf, mic, strength, and uniformity within the plots. And this gave us an average price by treatment in dollars per pound. And really, there wasn't much significance in the differences between the premiums or discount or the average price. But these just kind of give you a general idea. The no PIX, it appears that the average price is around 62, almost 63 cents. Single, the same thing, maybe a little bit higher price in the medium irrigation level. The multiple image right around 63 again, and the standard PIX right around 63, so not much difference between those values. Looking at gross revenue, so incorporating yield here, we can see a little bit more of a difference between them. As far as gross revenue, the no PIX, no irrigation has a little bit lower compared to no PIX with irrigation. Makes sense, there was probably higher yields. And then as you go down the column, the single, it appears the 50% had higher yields, quality, and things like that, and so on. But there wasn't really any statistically significant difference between any of these values. Now when we get to this chart here, basically this chart, okay, so I totaled total cost, total cost and the net returns, and so the top line you can imagine is gross revenue. So if I would have drew a line there, that's your gross revenue. You can see the total cost we have for the non-irrigated, it just raises just slightly for those as the PIX is applied. And then for the irrigated, the main significant difference is the water cost or the application, irrigation application cost. But then you can see net returns vary among the values. So let me get into greater detail in this table. At average net returns by treatment, the significance was by actual plant growth regulator application. So this time you need to look in by rows. No PIX was significantly different than the standard PIX, and as far as net returns are concerned. And so it appears that during this season, the values that are the plots that did not have a PIX application actually earned a greater net return than those with the standard PIX application. We can't say as much because there isn't much statistically significant difference between the variable rate applications of plant growth regulator, but there's definitely a difference between the standard and no PIX. So looking at the net returns to variable rate PIX application at different irrigation rates, this just gives you a value. Again, it's similar to the one that had the total cost on it, but this is just the net return so you can compare those. It appears that two that offered the most net returns were the no picks at 75% application and the single remote sensing technology picks at 50% irrigation. However, we couldn't statistically prove much difference between this value and that value. So, okay. Another thing I wanted to look at was the difference between non-irrigated and irrigated. So I averaged all the irrigated plots together just to see, and I thought this was quite interesting. You can see how the picks has an impact as far as the net returns. The standard using the most picks had the least net returns, whereas no picks application had the highest net returns. And it's mixed a little bit more in the non-irrigated, so a little harder to predict. As far as summary and implications, for a detailed agronomic results, please stop by the poster session. Dr. Glenn Ritchie developed a poster that goes into a lot more detailed analysis of the agronomic results. So please stop there if you have a moment. But basically, the irrigated plots that did not receive picks generated statistically significant higher net returns on average than those treated with the standard picks application amount. In the non-irrigated plot, it appears that remote sensing improved the net returns per acre when multiple images throughout the season were utilized to determine the appropriate amount of picks to apply. The non-irrigated plots not treated with picks also yielded a statistically significant higher net return per acre on average than those treated with the standard picks application amount, which was the highest application amount. The drought likely had a very significant impact on our results, definitely on the results for the non-irrigated plots. And the rain, I guess the timing of the rainfall probably had more of an impact than anything. And we plan to replicate this study next season to allow us to compare across time and see if there are any differences as a result of different climatic conditions. So it should be interesting to see how this ends up for next season. And that ends my presentation for you this morning. Do you have any questions?
We have time for a couple questions for a minute.
Yes. Yes, I did not incorporate the cost of the other chemicals that were applied. I guess it's net returns to irrigation and picks is how I should define that. Yes, but the way I guess I had talked with Glenn about this to try to figure out how we should do it, but he said since it was a variable rate pivot, the pivot is going to be running no matter what. And just in some areas of the field, they're going to have 100%. Some areas of the field, it's going to be for 50%. And it's just a little mechanism on the sprinkler that they change. And so as far as the cost, we just assumed that they would be consistent. Yes. Yes, definitely. Thank you.